Father, we bless your name this day. We exalt you, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us, O Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, for you are God and you are God forevermore. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. You are God and you are God forevermore. We honor your name. We bow before you and we say thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your mercy, for faithfulness over us, for protection. Lord, for favor, we worship you. For protection, for provision, O Lord, are worthy to be praised. We exalt you, O Lord. We lay our crown before you and we say thank you, Lord. You are worthy. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. You will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 9th of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon you. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. Honor his name. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord go before me into this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the name of the Lord is glorified over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I move in the glory of the Lord. I move under the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare today the blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare clarity over my life today. In the name of Jesus, I reject every fear of the unknown. In the name of Jesus, today I walk in the wisdom of God. I walk in the strength of the Lord over my life. In the name of Jesus, my strength is renewed. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I walk on the fulfillment of his word for me. I am the head and not the tail. I call forth hidden riches that is hidden in this day, that is hidden in secret places of this day. I call you forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are released unto me. In the name of Jesus, today I assess the provision of God for my daily living. In the name of Jesus, I break every cycle of confusion over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare this morning, in the name of Jesus, that I grow deep in the Lord. I grow roots in him and I bear fruit upward. In the name of Jesus, today the hand of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, today, oh, I receive supernatural favor. I embrace supernatural favor in hard places. In the name of Jesus, every imagination that is against the knowledge of God against my day, I cast you down. In the name of Jesus, today I rise above the storm of the day. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, this day you will not have boy evil for me. In the name of Jesus, I walk under the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this day I enjoy angelic activities on my behalf. Oh, I enjoy the ministrations, the activities of angels around me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every plan of the enemy, every plan of the wicked concerning my day. In the name of Jesus, this day I silence every whisper of sickness, every whisper of infirmity over my day. I silence you forever. In the name of Jesus, I declare as I go out today, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. Oh, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This morning, by the grace of God, today is Sunday. We are going to bless the name of the Lord. We are going to thank him, for he is good, for his God and his mercy endures forevermore. We are going to appreciate the name of the Lord. We are going to thank him for his greatness over our life. So, by the grace of God, this morning, we are going to be reading from the book of Exodus, We're going to be reading from the book of Exodus chapter 15 from verse 1 to verse 13. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will praise him. My father's God. I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your warmth. It consumes them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright like a heap. The path congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretch out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You, in your mercy, have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your own strength to your holy habitation. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord, O ye people. Who is like unto you, O Lord? That is the question in verse 11. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Oh, for who is like our God, the everlasting Father, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, the Lord, glorious in holiness, the Lord, fearful in praises, always doing wonders, the Lord, whose outstretched hand swallows the earth, the Lord, who is plenteous in mercy, glorious in love, the Lord, who is my Redeemer, our Redeemer, your Redeemer, the Lord, who is the Redeemer, the Savior, the Deliverer, our fortress and our strong tower. There is none or nothing that can be compared unto you, that can be compared unto the Lord. He is God everlasting. He is God eternal. He is God forevermore. Oh, you don't need a man to be the God that you are. All other gods need the craftsmanship of men to carve them out. You are simply God all by yourself. You are simply God all by yourself. You don't need a man to be the God you are. Oh, you are God from beginning to the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, the goodness and the mercy of the Lord knows no bound over our life. He is forever and eternally righteous. Oh, he is forever and eternally faithful, slow to anger, but plenteous in mercy. The Lord gives victory triumphantly unto his own. The Lord, my God, is truly my strength. The Lord, I can boldly say it, the Lord, my God, is truly my strength, the pillar of my life, the source of my being, and I will rejoice in him forever. I can call him Father, for he is my Father, and he is my Father's Father. He is the Father to my generation. Oh, he's God. He's God. He's God forevermore. You lift your mighty hand and dashed the wicked in pieces on my behalf. You are God that frustrates the tokens of the wicked over our life. You overturn their wicked plans. You have overturn their wicked enterprise, never to rise up again. You are God that frustrates the tokens of the enemy and has made the diviner smart over us. You are God. You are good. You are not a man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. I say it again. Great are you, Lord. You are God. You are God. You are not a man. Thank you. We humble ourselves before you. We lay our crown before you. We say thank you, Lord. We lay it to heart, Lord, this day to worship you. You are God. You are our strength. You are the source of our joy. Thank you for provision, for protection. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to thank the Lord for your life, for this season, for this phase of your life. He's worthy to be praised. He is God. He is God. Even right in the middle of your pain, He is God. He is the one that can bring healing to your bones. He is the one that can bring peace to your chaos. He's the one that can declare peace over the storm that is facing your life. Worship Him. Worship Him forevermore. Father, we exhort you this morning, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. And Lord, I place your blessing upon your people as they go this day. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord show you mercy. The Lord lift up the light of His countenance upon you and show you favor. Oh, the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.